There are so many issues throughout all levels of government that smart Christians need to view it as a way to care for our neighbor by making good decisions.
Molly Hemingway talking about her joint presentation with her husband Mark at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The federal government has gotten much more involved in family formation or family destruction, abortion, other issues. And there are so many ways in which it's important for us to think about how we can defend the weak and vulnerable among us by making good decisions.
You can meet and hear journalist Molly and Mark Hemingway making the case for Christian political engagement at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. The premier conference for Christian laity is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th in Chicago. Attendance is limited to 500. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call 618-223-8385.
We have a question now from Kristen Day about abortion. Kristen.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. So do you want the support of pro-life Democrats, pro-life Democratic voters? There are about 21 million of us. And if so, would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party to ensure that the party of diversity and inclusion really does include everybody?
Well, I respect where you're coming from, and I hope to earn your vote, but I'm not going to try to earn your vote by tricking you. I am pro-choice, and I believe that a woman ought to be able to make that decision. Here's what I... But I know that the difference of opinion that you and I have is one that we have come by honestly. And the best that I can offer, and it may win your vote, and if not, I understand. The best I can offer is that if we can't agree on where to draw the line, the next best thing we can do is agree on who should draw the line. And in my view, it's the woman who's faced with that decision in her own life.
That's a question asked to Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg during Sunday's Fox News Town Hall in Des Moines, Iowa. Joining us now is the person who questioned Pete Buttigieg, Kristen Day, Executive Director of Democrats for Life of America. Kristen, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
You were actually given a follow-up by Chris Wallace to Mayor Buttigieg's answer. What was your follow-up and what was his response?
Well, my follow-up was... Chris Wallace asked me, did he answer your question? And I said, no. He did not answer my question. That was very frustrating because I know his position on abortion. I'm a well-informed voter. You know, I work for Democrats for Life, so I've looked at all the candidate positions. So I didn't need to hear about his position on abortion. I didn't ask it. What I asked is exactly what you heard. Do you want my support? And would you be entertained platform language that would be inclusive for pro-life Democrats? And I guess essentially he said no, he doesn't want my vote because I guess, and no, he doesn't want platform language is what I gleaned from his answer.
How did the Democratic Party come to have the current language it has in its platform, which is pretty absolutist in terms of no restrictions on abortion all 9 months, plus the government should be paying for it?
Yes, but I think we can thank Hillary Clinton in 2016 for the worst platform language in the history of the platform language. That was the nominee is in control of what is included, and they did not want our opinion at all in 2016, and it was clear she didn't want to vote, so I guess she got what she asked for.
Pete Buttigieg is not alone. Are there any moderating voices in the current Democratic field for president that you know of?
Right. So Tulsi Gabbard is, she came out at one of the earlier debates opposed to late-term abortion. So that was somewhat encouraging to hear her say that. But as far as the other candidates, most of them told the line on saying that an unwanted child doesn't deserve the same sort of treatment as a wanted child. You know, we see the bill that would provide health care to a child who survives an abortion is being held up and being not allowed to have a vote. And that seems like pretty tame legislation to say that an unwanted child who survives an abortion should receive health care.
The three front runners, depending on which day you look at the polls, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, do they hold essentially the same position?
Yes, because Elizabeth Warren was asked at one of the debates by Rachel Maddow, and I give Rachel Maddow a lot of credit because she asked the follow-up question, too, because Elizabeth Warren refused to answer. This was after John Bel Edwards, my hero, governor of Louisiana. He won re-election in a red state, southern state, and he's a pro-life Democrat. And Rachel Maddow asked Elizabeth Warren, do you think that there's room in the party for people like John Bel Edwards? And Elizabeth Warren's response was, I believe abortion is a human right. She didn't answer the question. And then Rachel Maddow followed up with her saying, you didn't answer the question. She refused. So we can glean from that Elizabeth Warren does not want the pro-life Democrat vote either.
Has Joe Biden's position changed recently vis-a-vis abortion?
Yes, he did support Hyde for his whole entire career. And when he decided to run for president this time around, sadly, he decided to join the abortion forces and oppose Hyde, which is very disappointing to see, because I think he would have been a candidate that would have been someone that would be likely to work with us and say that, you know, we're a Big Ten party. Let's find reasonable ways to agree on this issue. Let's make it an inclusive party and let people vote their conscience when they get elected. But unfortunately, he drank the Kool-Aid and decided that the abortion lobby is somebody he has to listen to.
What about Senator Sanders?
Senator Sanders is the same way. He supports abortion. Interesting, last time around, there was a group, pro-lifers for Bernie, because they felt like his social policies would be better to support pregnant women. I haven't seen that this time around, that kind of support from the pro-lifers for Bernie. And also interesting, he did backtrack on his support for a pro-life Democratic candidate in Omaha who was running for mayor after the abortion lobby came in. So again, I think he feels the pressure from the abortion lobby too. So I'm not sure. It's doubtful that he would come out and say, I want the support of pro-life Democrats.
What is the leverage that the abortion lobby has with these top-level candidates? And indeed, at this point, the entire party.
Yeah, so they have the ability to raise a lot of money. And, you know, they've pretty much placed themselves in positions of power within the party. You know, I think the executive director at the DNC and the DCCC, they all come from either Emily's List, NARAL, or Planned Parenthood. So having that control at the upper echelons is bad because they don't want pro-life Democrats in the party. They'd rather lose than have pro-life Democrats in the party. So we have a big fight to get people. We need our people in there to fight for the diversity of the party and have our position be allowed. People should be able to vote their conscience on this issue.
Do you think that the average likely Democratic voter is aware of the absolutist language regarding abortion in the Democratic platform?
And no, I don't think that people are aware of how extreme the platform has come or how extreme their candidates are, because we've been going around to all the Dem debates and we carry our pro-life for the whole life banner and we talk to the people on the ground. We go to the free speech rally and we talk about being pro-life, and we ask people under the stand. Most of them don't know that their candidate supports abortion up to 9 months and also opposes health care for unwanted children. So it's good to be out there and educate people, but we need more pro-life Democrats speaking out, speaking up. No, we need to be out there and fighting back against this extremism in our party.
Do you expect the topic of abortion to be one that will be featured when this becomes a two-person race?
I think absolutely. I mean, the fact that President Trump went to speak at the March for Life, he's going to make it an issue. And he was very critical of the Democratic Party at the March for Life. So I think absolutely it will be an issue. We see the Susan B. Anthony List raise $52 million to support pro-life candidates to counter the $45 million that the abortion lobby raised. So it's going to be heated. There's a lot at stake this time around. You know, there's going to be another Supreme Court nominee coming up for the next president, highly likely. So I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg has 9 or 10 or 11 lives. So I don't think she's going anywhere anytime soon. But, there will be a lot at stake in this next election. So the abortion issue is definitely going to play a role.
Finally, then, why did you show up at yesterday's Fox News Town Hall and ask a question? And what kind of reaction did you get afterward?
Yeah, you know, up because we have been reaching out to all the campaigns and trying to have discussions with the campaigns about the importance of the pro-life in the party. And I have been going back and forth with the Buttigieg campaign since early December. And we were supposed to meet. They were like, oh, let's set up a phone call. And I did call Mike again the day of the campaign. I said, I'm in Iowa. Do you have time to talk? You know, I'm respectful of those within my party. I did not. He said he would check a schedule, and we never got the chance to talk. But, you know, we really want to reach out. We're Democrats, so we do want to reach out in our party and have these discussions, these important discussions.
Kristen Day is Executive Director of Democrats for Life of America. You'll find a link to Democrats for Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Roy Askins of the Lutheran Witness magazine about listening to a sermon. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus turning water into wine. And we'll have Pastor Hans Feeney respond to Joe Rogan's claim that Jesus came into the world as a communal acid trip. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.